Thanks. I'm Barbara Meyer, and I'm from Easton. Meyer is M-E-Y-E-R. I'm presenting a group letter from residents of Easton and Franconia, many of whom live along the proposed route. The signers of this letter strongly object to the burial of the Northern Pass down routes 116 and 112, our hometown roads. We object because in this area, our homes are particularly close to the road. We estimate maybe a third are within 50 feet, making us highly susceptible to damage from excavation, which includes blasting and drilling. Eversource has even said they'll be taking photos and videos of wells and of our foundations in anticipation of having to defend themselves from damage claims. We object because Eversource has said that while they will try to bury the lines under the road, they will sometimes need to use land adjacent to it. And that means that in some of our front yards, vegetation will need to be removed permanently so that roots don't infiltrate the power lines. We object because this route crosses so many residential properties. And these are the kind of rural properties where using a backhoe or other excavation equipment is not unusual. A buried power line through neighborhoods like ours bears an outside risk of accidental dig-ins, a risk that lives on in perpetuity. We object because of the way property tax payments are being used to entice local governments to approve this route. In the absence of these payments, this project would be rejected out of hand. Once the payments get large enough, though, the local governments can be enticed to ignore the objections of the residents affected. This is most egregious because it's the homeowner on the route that suffers the impact of the project. The risk of excavation and blasting damage, airborne dust and debris through two or three seasons of construction, the perpetual risk of accidental dig-ins, and the loss of property value in going from a parcel without to a parcel with a billion-watt transmission line in your front yard. If this project goes forth at all, we urge the use of the 93 alternative. I-93 is a shorter route. The danger of dig-ins there is almost non-existent. Concerns about EMF exposure are significantly reduced. Also, a plus on 93, a lack of pedestrians, which keeps people safe from the line and the line safe from people who might intentionally want to disrupt the grid. And using I-93 would preserve local property values. I-93 already forms a de facto industrial corridor. The current Northern Pass proposal keeps in place the high power lines on the poles through the White Mountain Forest. And now we're tearing a whole new transmission project through two mountain valleys where no transmission lines currently exist. We strongly object to sacrificing more of our hometown and creating yet another industrial corridor across the North Country. Thank you.
Thank you.